We are on Daf Lamed Aleph. Let us again see the Loshon HaMishneh She'eini Nene Mi Yisrael. If a person made a neder that he will not have a no from Yidden, Lekeach B'Yisrael. So when he purchases something from them, he pays more than the normal price. So by doing that, he's not having a no from them. Umoichel bepoches. When he sells to a yid, so he sells it for a cheaper price. So again, he's not having a no that they're purchasing it from him. So he's not having a no from them because he's selling it for a cheaper price. If he made a neder she Yisrael nenenli, that Yidden are not permitted to have hanor from him, loikeach bepoches. So when he purchases from a Yid, he purchases with a cheaper price, that they're not having hanor from him, umoichel b'yoyser, and when he sells it to them, to a Yid, he sells it for more than the average price, Vein shaymin loy, or he shaymin loy. That means if they'll listen to him, they'll be willing to give him more than the normal price when he sells it to them, or they'll agree to sell it to him for a cheaper price. She'eini nana lahen behainli. What if he made a neder, I'm not permitted to have hano from Yidden, and they're not permitted to have a no from me? Yehene lo'ivdei keichov. So I'd like to learn the last ran on this Mishnah. She'eini nene lohem v'heim li, yehene lo'ivdei keichov. So Bemison, this is a posha to din. That means there's no eitzah what to do. Whatever he'll do, he'll be over one chelik of the neder, so he can only have hano from goy. Or mimahane goy, kosov, or abav romzal, doho kemashmalo. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, the leiteime, one shouldn't say, given doho chinoda, he made such a neder, the efsheloi lamoid benitroi. So he can't exist. Vahavale kehi domalel beperik veilu motorim. Shvue sheloi isham shloi sheyamin. A person makes a shvue that he won't sleep for 3 days, which is an impossibility. Makin oisoi al shvue sho viyoshen la'alta. But Al Kaponim V'yoshen La'alta is telling us that the Ashvue to do an impossibility is not Chal, so he's permitted to sleep. V'hochi nami neime di yehene La'alta. So here I would say also, so he's making a neder, which is also an impossibility. He can't have hano from Yidden, they can't have hano from him. Yev shalamid bayhu. Kamash malon deloy. Kivin dika takante bayiv de kechom. This is not an impossibility. Afa pishi takone rachaykala, even though it's difficult. Bistame there was Rav Yidden there. Balkapon until you'll find a guy is perhaps would be difficulties finding a guy. Bafal Pikain, it is possible that this neder should be niskayim. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So I saw the Birchas Avrom and the Shurim from Rav Shmuel. They are both Ma'ira, a Gevaldike Ha'ore. I'd just like to say over the Ha'ore. The Ran, the Mesecht Shvuis, the Ran Klaus HaShaila. This is Daf Yudam Adalef with Dafi Harif. So the Ran clears Mi Boili Shvue Shalai Etain Klum Chaydish Yom. A person will make a Shvue, he won't eat anything for a month. Mahu Dinai, what is the din? Imne Dameyu Lishvue Shalai Ishan Gimel Yom. Well, I say this is also an impossibility. So just like when a person swears they won't sleep 3 days, so it's an impossibility, so he's Yoshen Lalta. He never became Nesar Bishine. V'neima sheyoicha Lalta. So Memele, he won't eat for 30 days. That's also an impossibility. Shezegam kiniyev shalei lamid b'shvuasi. So I'll say, eat Lalta. Oi, lo yamid, oi loy. But maybe not, yamid bishvuosai. Atche yistake, let him not eat. Ve'acha kach yoichel. And then he'll eat. Als pikuach nefoshes. So that is his shaila. Is the shvua chal, a shvua of not eating, is the shvua chal, or is the shvua not chal? Venirali, so then the Ran comes to a conclusion. The loidomi lishvuish loishan gimel yom. The hosamayna taime, bnei shehu dovo sheyefsha. The bal kolchoch yoshon besoich gimel. That means this is an impossibility. The body cannot exist without sleeping 3 days. That means he can't hold himself back. He'll fall asleep al kochach. V'hilkach loichai l'shvu loichlal. So the shvu is in chal. That means it is impossible for a human being to hold himself back not to sleep in 3 days. So he'll zicha fall asleep in these 3 days. But here, a person not eating, a person he won't eat, finished. This a person can do. My amrut sheyamut, so he'll die. Look, she is taken titche shvu osai mibnei sakonis nefoshes. So the shvu was chal. That means this is not an impossibility. I can be mekayim the shvu. When, so the shvue is matal dinim af me, that I'm not allowed to eat. This is a possibility. When it comes in a matzav of sakonis nefoshes, so then, so just like the shvue is shafing dinim on him, that he's not allowed to eat, but we have a din that pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha-teira kula. So we'll give him teeth. Umikol mokim lo yoichel el ashir shoye yoichel lamidola. We won't give him teeth. It's not a hefkevel. That means how much he'll need to continue to exist. The shvue for 7 days or for a month, he's not allowed to eat. And so the shvue is creating dinim on him. It is possible not to eat. Elo sheroisi la Rambam zal. But he says, I saw the Rambam says, shekosav perk aleph mehuchi shvuis, shvuis shov keitzah, shloyichan gimel yomim ritzufim, shloyitaim klum zayin yomim ritzufim. So the Rambam compares shloyichan gimel yomim shloyitaim klum zayin yomim ritzufim. So he says it's no tzushtel. They're two different in yonim. Elon nirali shahadin imoy. But then he says, I think the Rambam is correct that it is a shvuishot. Velav mitayme. But not the way the Rambam gives the reason. Tavalei nishba levatel as hamitzvus, tavalei nishba lohomis es atzmai. That means if a person swears he won't eat 7 days, so it's a shvua to kill oneself. So that's nishba levatlos hamitzvah. So that's why it's a shvuah shov. So it's a shvuah shov not because it's an impossibility. It's not the same. It's not the same reason as shvuah lo yishin gemul yom, which the Ran seems to hold that b'chlal tzara sakone. No, it's an impossibility. You have to fall asleep. But it is a shvuah shov al nishba levatlos hamitzvah. Rav Shmuel wants to say the machlekes between the Rambam and Ranitz. The Ran learned Shvuah Shelo Yishan Gimel Yomim is equivalent to Nishba Lishanes Esayadua. That means he's saying an impossibility. So the Ran says that not to sleep 3 days is an impossibility. So it's not chal. Not to eat 7 days is not an impossibility. But it's not more than that. The Rambam holds, kivin shebehechech yitztarich la'avir olav. The Rambam holds that something I swore that I won't be able to be mekayim it. There's no reason why I won't be able to be mekayim it, because al pi derech hatev I can't do it, al pi aloch I can't do it. I'm swearing on something that I can't firois. I can't be mekayim. That's also called shov. I'm making a chiyuv on myself which will not be able to be niskayim, either because the teva is mechayiv that I can't be niskayim, or the halacha is mechayiv that I can't be niskayim. That's called the shvuah shov. Al koponim, we have here a machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam. So the achronim ask, so this Ran is a shrek l'charan? He says, the Ran all of a sudden is saying that the sefer of our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that the nether is chal. Now, if the Ran would learn, like the Rambam, that he's making a nether, he can't have hanor from people, they can't have hanor from him, that's the nether he's making. Now, if this would be, so the Tanna says that there's goyim around, so mamela it's not an impossibility. But lo yitzui, there wouldn't be goyim around, so then it would seem that the nether would not be chal. So, according to the Rambam, it's very good, that it's an impossibility. Al pi aloche, it's an impossibility. Some mele, so the nether wouldn't be chal. But the Ran l'shitosa is chaylik on the Rambam. And the Ran l'shitosa, he says, the only reason shvuah shloi oichel zayin yomim is not chal, is because it's nishba levatlos hamitzvos, and that doesn't apply by nedarim. Nedarim, that means he's making a nether and he can't have anor from people. That's a chelik of the nether. People can't have anor from him, so he's asking himself on them, and he's asking them on himself. This is an isachevtze. So it's nether levatlos hamitzvos is bechlal no problem. Out impossibility, there's also no problem. So the problem is, why does the Ran bring this down? That's the problem. The Ran l'shitosai should have said, according to what he says in Masech the Shavuos, it's not correct. He should say Pshat in the Mishnah also. Amoyu the Kekasha. Zok the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, Halekeyach kli min ha'umen levakoy. A person is purchasing a keli min ha'umen, a woman made the keli, levakoy, he wants to check up on the keli, if it's suitable for him. That means if it's good, he's purchasing it. If it's not good, he'll give it back. Vinenas biyodai. And
and it was nenas. An oinus occurred. It got nenas. It's chayiv. It's mechuyiv to pay for the kelim. Alma kosova hanoas loikeyachi. A very interesting halacha, the way the Ran explains it over here. Let us see the Ran. Omar Shmuel, aloikeyach kli minatago. Venenas biyodoi chay hanoas loikeyachi. Ukminen hosom bepeiri kasvine bidekaitzi domel. We're speaking about as a standard price. Hilkach somcho daite de lekeya. Shimrotza leloikhan hoshus biyode. That means if we didn't discuss the price, so then the lekeya is, we're not sure yet. The first he wants to see the quality of the keli, then we'll talk about price. But it's speaking about that the price is already bashtim. The price is a price he agrees with. Hilkach samcha daita de lekeach. So the lekeach is seimach das. She imrotza lelokchom. If the lekeach will want to purchase this keli, hoshus biyotai. That means if he wants to purchase it, so there's no problem. It's if he's maskim, so he can purchase it. The kivin shekain chayev ba'onsen the bemekach kol hano v'lekeyachi v'loy lamoicha. Now we'll see later. This is talking about Azvine Kharife. That means that there was a tremendous demand for this keli. The Moichel had 20 people knocking on the door to buy this keli. The Lekeach is considered Kol Hano Shaloi. It's considered that the Lekeach is deriving Hano if he can purchase it. So now, he's taking this to see if this is worthwhile purchasing. So since purchasing such a keli, so it's called Hano Shaloi, so taking it to see if he would be able to purchase it, is also considered kol hano shalei, which is amoyer de kechidish. He's taking it for that purpose, so it's called also kol hano shalei. V'havalei kishoyel the mishum the kol hano shalei chayev ba'onsin. That means since he has the upper hand, that if he wants to purchase it, he can purchase it, and this is a dovo, which is his hano. So the whole taking it now is equivalent to a shayl and kol hano shaloi. And the heida hocha lechosh lefushi da de shmul davke b'dekaitzi domel. The Gemara did not explain that Shmuel is speaking about that there's already a bashtimta price and all he has to say is yes and he has the keli already. The Gemara Bavascha says it. But that's the case. It's speaking about Kaitzi Domer. Here's a bashtimta price. Ki heichi dosam nami lechosh luk mi davke bezvina charife ki demukala besomo. Just like over there, the Gemara does not say they're speaking about a zvina charife as a mecca that is a large demand of lokhim to purchase it. Al Koponim, we're not up to this yet that it's Zvina Charife. But we see from this memra of Shmuel, Halekeach Klim in Ha'umen, Levakroi, Vinenas Biyodoi Chayiv, Alma Kasova Hanos Lekeachi. That means it's kol hanoh sheloi. The moichel does not have any hanoh. That is the mechayev of a shoyel. The mechayev of a shoyel is that you have all the hanoh from this article. Therefore, you chayev b'onsin. So memele here also, since he has the right to purchase it. And the moicha seems is not, that's what Shmuel's machadish, the moicha is not deriving any hano from this mekath and you're taking it. I mean, he can sell it to 20 other people. So you're considered that you're deriving all the hano from this keli, so you have a chiyuvei shoyel on yourself. Tna. So the Gemara says, let us see how Shmuel will shtim with our Mishnah. She'eini nene miYisrael. The first bove in the Mishnah was a person made an eder that he is not permitted to have a no from a yid. Is moichel bepoches. So when he sells something, he has to make sure not to get the shavias, because when he gets the shavias, then he's having a no. So you have to sell it for a cheaper price. Avu shove bishove loy. You can't sell it for the true amount because then you're having a no from a yid. V'hanos lekeyachi. If you'll say, the way Shmuel says, kol hano sheloy, that the old hano of a mekach is, the lekeyach is deriving this hano, is afilu shove bishove. So why can't he sell to a yid shove bishove? The yid has enough from him. He doesn't have enough from the yid. That's the Gemara's kasha. So according to Shmuel, why is it meicha? Why is it? It says in the Mishnah, Moicha bepoches. He has to sell it for a cheaper price, or else he'll have ano from the lekeach. Shmuel said, no, even though the lekeach gives him the correct amount of money, it's still hanos lekeach, not hanos ha-moicha. Be'anos lekeach v'shove b'shove. So the Gemara answers, masvine Bezvin masnisen bezvine deron yalape. We're speaking about, our Mishnah is speaking about, that the moicha is stuck with this chayre. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. He's looking for high and low, someone should purchase it. In such a case, and the lochim have no problems, all the mochim who are overstocked with this article, they're just very happy to get rid of it. So, in such a mekach, if someone buys it, the moicher gives them a big yashikayach. You took it, I was able to get rid of it. So bizvine derome yalape, then, if the, when the lekeach purchases it, that's called hanos moicher. So therefore, the moicher, since he's not allowed to have a no from a yid, he can't sell it to a yid for the correct price, because he's having a no from him, and he's buying it from him. This is hanos moicher. Shmuel is not speaking about zvine derome yalape. Shmuel is speaking about, we'll see, perhaps a poshet zvine. Imkei, so the Gemara says, okay, that's the case. So, bezvine derome alape, it is considered hanos moicher and not hanos lekeach. In Cain, reishe lekeach biyoisa. It says in the reishe that if he made a neder, he can't have a no from Eden, so he buys from a Eden, he has to give him more money. Why does he give him more money? If he gives them the same amount of money, also, he's not having hano from him. Pakelt, it's hano's moicha. So the reish is shreb. Boy, another problem is shreb. Eime seifet. She Yisroel nenin li. if he made a neder that a yid can have an law from him, is lekeach bepochis. He purchases it for less money than it's worth. Okay, then the yid doesn't have an law from him. Umeichel b'yaisa. And he sells it for an expensive price. The bezvina de rami alape, which we say is hanos meichel, afilu shava b'shava. So let him sell it for the correct price. It's hanos meichel, not hanos lakeya. They're not having hanos from him. If they buy it from him, the sign's all over. People want to get rid of it. So they're not having hanos from him that he's selling it to them. So why does it say Moichel b'yoisa? Moichel shava b'shava. It also should be mut. So the Gemara says seife bezvina charife. The seife is speaking about that it's fakert, that it's a tremendous demand to purchase this article. So memele. If he'll sell it to the lekeach, there's 20 people standing by the door, and he'll sell it to the lekeach for shava b'shava. The lekeach will write him a thank you note. Thank you for selling it to me. It's vina charife. So memela. So the yid is having an offer from him. That's what he says. Moicha b'yaisa. That's what he says. Moicha b'yaisa. Hi hochi. So the Gemara says, but it says also, Lekeach bepochis. But since a yid can't have anor from him, so if he purchases it from a yid, Lekeach bepochis, afilu shava b'shava, if it's speaking about zvine, charifim, so afilu he buys it shava b'shava, the yid doesn't have anor from him, there's 20 other people would like to buy it. So if you buy it shava b'shava, the moicha doesn't have an offer from you. Well, he has 20 other customers to sell it to. So the Gemara answers, Elo masnisen bizvine mitze. The Mishnah is speaking about by a normal mekach. A normal mekach, both derive hanor. The moicher has a no, that he's getting money for his chayfetz. The lekeach has a no, he's getting the chayfetz. So azvina mitzeh, both have a no. Ude Shmuel bezvina charife. That what Shmuel says, that kol ano shaloi, is speaking about azvina charife, that there's a tremendous demand to purchase the chayfetz. So then, the lekeach is deriving hanor from this transaction. The moich isn't deriving hanor because he has, that's not called that the lekeach is mahanim, because since it's such a big demand, so it's not called you're being mahanim. Let us see the Rav. Vi anos lekeachi afilu shove b'shove nami. That means we had in the Reisha Moicha Bepoches, that he's not even know from the Yid, so he sells it to him for a cheap price. So why Moicha Bepoches? I feel a Shava Bishav, no, so Kecha, I feel a Shava Bishav and Ami. The Amrit Bemekach, Leka Hanos Moicha, there's no Hanos Moicha. It's Kol Hanos Shalikeya. I'm not having an offer from the lekeach. So the Gemara says, "Masnisen bezvine derome alape." The Mishnah is speaking about a mekach that the moicher is stuck with it. Hilkach shove b'shove, anos moicheri. This is an offer from the moicher. Sheine moitzei loikrim. He can't find someone that would want to purchase it. V'lav hanos lekeach. The lekivin, the lekofetz, the lezvini, motzi, tomil lekech, veini nene bemekha. He's not having enough. Ushmuel bezvine charife. Shmuel is speaking about bezvine charife. Mishamochi anos lekechu. Shahakil koitzinolo. Everybody would want to buy it. Vein lemoicha shuma no bemechirosoi. This mechira is not a hanor for the mechira. The kolaim is the boy mizamle. Whenever he wants to sell it, he can sell. So the Gemara asks, in Cain, if our Mishnah is speaking about Bizvina de Rami Alafe, in Cain Ema Reish. The Reish, it says, Lekeyach Biyesa. That if he can't have anor from a yid, he has to give more money for it, or else he's having anor from the yid. Even this vineyard, the Rami Alapehu, Lomale Likach Biesa, Afil Lekeach Shava Bishavale, Misani Beyu Klau, doesn't have anor, Li Klau, Amoiche, even this vineyard, the Rami Alapehu. Va'oi, Kasha number two, Eima Seifer. Heike da Osa Anosoi Al Yisrael. Viktoni Moiche Biesa. So if the Yid can have an offer from him, he sells it at a more expensive price. Vizvina da Rami Alapio Afilu Shava Bishavit. The Leka Anolo Lekeach Klal Elo Lemoiche. So the Gemara answered, Seifer Bizvina Charifa. Loima reishash minin dine dizvina de Rami alape. The reish is telling us the din by a mekach that he's finding difficulties to get rid of. The seivash minin dine dizvina charife miakatile mafakin kusha my reish lokach biyesa. That means the reish lekeach biyesa. The reish is still shvel. But if he can have an offer from a yid, and he purchases a zvini de rami apa from the yid, safulu, he gives the shove b'shove, he's not having an offer from the yid. The moicha has an offer from him, not he has an offer from the moicha. Alafuki kusha de seif asina. So the Gemara says, that the seif is speaking about zvina charif, yohi. If the Sefer is speaking about Zvina Charife, and he said that Zvina Charife, we say, is always Hanos Lekeach. Yohi Lekeach Bepoches, that he purchases from another Yid with less than the Shabbos, Afilu Shava B'Shava Nami. The Omar Shmuel is Mina Chiva Lekech Misani Blemoich, the Shemochi Chai Bonsil Fisha Kola No Shaloi. So the Gemara answers, Masnisin Bizvine Mitzia. The Mishnah is speaking about Bizvine Mitzia. That means a normal Mekach. Would the Shmuel Bizvine Chariva? Claim the Bizvine Mitzia Ike Anos Moicha Vulekeach. They both have ano, but mishim hochi, kishaosa hanos Yisrael olov. If he is not permitted to have ano from a yid, is loikeyach biyesa. He has to give him more money. Because if he gives him the right amount of money, as vina mitziye, it's hanos loikeyach also. Umeiche bepoches, and if he sells to a yid, he has to sell him less than the market price. So now he's not having enough from the yid. To sell him the market price, so it's as vina mitzias, anos lekech and anos moicha. Kehechid lo lisani. Uchshaosar hanosoi al Yisrael. If he said a yid can't have enough from him, is lekech, but pochas, when he purchases something, he has to buy a bargain. So the Moicha doesn't have enough from him. Well, Moicha b'yasa, he sells it more expensive. Kech l'ishanu inu, the bizvina mitziye. Ki mazbin la'ishove b'shove, a normal mekach, tabayu mishanu. V'nira b'inai, the Gemara v'adi, ki muki masnisim bizvina drami alape, Inami bizmina charifim made the yodei the masnisin less lo akim tebochi. Really, the Mishnah, the Gemara understood right away that these two terutzim are not real terutzim on the Mishnah. The Gemara understood this problem. El ligluye dine kavoy. The Gemara wants to just speak it out. We should know klova din lashmina. Dizvine derami al apei Hanos Meicher Velelekech. These facts we should know. As Zvini that the Meicher is stuck with, so it's only Hanos Meicher. Zvini Charife is only Hanos Lekech Velei Meicher. Zvini Mitzi Hanos Shnei. Vahani Milik Shenimkar Shove Bishove. That is Dafke, if it's Nimkar Shove Bishove, so then it's Hanos Shnei. Avoki Nimkar, or however it is, Avokinimka Biyoisa. If you're selling more than the Shabbos, Aftulu Zvine Charife Hanos Moicha V'loy Lekech. If you're overcharging it, so then it's Hanos Moicha. V'chinimka Bepoches Aftulu Zvine Drami Alape Hanos Lekech V'loy Moicha Hodin Hu Klolo Dishmait. Al Koponim, we had a member of Shmuel, that Shmuel said that Zvine Charife is Hanoas Lekeach, Kol Hanoas Shaloi. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kevosei de Shmuel. We learned a Baraisa, a Raya to Shmuel. Alekeach Kelim min Hatago, Lishagron Lebeis Chomot. That means a person bought kelim from a tago. He wants to send a present to Shmuel's house, to the kallahs, avloinis. But he has a problem. He doesn't know if they like his taste, if they want it, if they don't want it. I mekablin oison mimeni, ani noisin locho demeya. That means, if they want it, so I'm buying it, and I'll pay you for it. But if when I send it to them, they don't want it, they don't like the color, they don't like the... Ani noisin locho lefi toivas hano shebohem. So that means, now I have intentions to buy it. I have intentions to buy it now. If when it comes there and they don't want it, but they're very happy for my good intentions that I went and I thought of them to send them a matone, so then I'll pay you the taivas hano I am getting then. That means that they're happy. That taivas hano I'm paying you for. Is nensu bahalicha chay. If it was nenes bahalicha, while it was going to them, it was chay. He's chay. Bechazor epoto, ibnei shuhu kenoisei socho. Let us first see the Ran. Look the Ran. Mimlav ani noisin locho lefi toivas hano shebehen. Loima lepimash ne neisi bemeshe yavziku li toive. Shein royim shani marze leshage lehem kele. So I'm paying you now. Then, if they don't want it, so I'll pay you for the toives hano. The Pharisean says a gishmake ha'orim. He says, Pshat is as follows. Vimlav ani noislof itoivas hano sheben. Hainu lefima she yehene bameshi yachziko lo itoiva al dobo, sheim royim shumarze lo shagalem keilem. Dizeh haschires loin Nischalo rak ache shekvabo akelim lebeis chomo. That means like this. That means till it came to beis chomo, I have intentions to buy it. So if no one, then I'm buying it. So then it's considered kol hanor shaloi. If they don't want it, so now, but there I have hanor, that they have hanor from me that I wanted to send them something. So now I'll pay you, that means till there I want to buy it, unless something happens. But I have intentions to buy it, so I'm a mailer. So this hiluch is kol hanor shaloi. That means I have an opportunity to buy it. It's a zvina charife, so kol zman it's not nisbara, but the opportunity to buy it is, this is, and I can buy it if I want to buy it, if they'll be masking, it's called kol hanor shaloi. Later, if they don't want it, so then I'm so finished, I'm not interested in buying it anymore, so then I'll pay you for later, but this is chal later. That means later, if they're matzik tayvit to me, I'll pay you for that hanor I'm deriving from that. But b'kol zman, it didn't reach beis chomo, so I still, I'm sending it with a option to buy, with a rotzen to buy. So this hiluch is called kol hanor shaloi. Let us again see the Ran. Bignave va'ave de chayiv. Kineisei socha. But is chayiv bignave ve'im like a shame of socha. Tasikna bepeir ka'umnim shekol shoyel. Acher shekolu yemei shalosei nase shame of socha. Tahoyel v'nene mahane. That means it's a very interesting concept. The Gemara says in Bob Metziah, let's say I'm borrowing a pora from you for 30 days. So it's kol hanor shaloi, finished. So kol zman I have a right to use the pora, it's kol hanor shaloi, chayv bonds. The 30 days passed. Now I have to return it to you. I am no more a shoyel. I have no right to use it anymore. But I'm a shayim asocha. Now, where is there a shayim asocha? Where was there a kabbalah shmira? Where was there schar that you're paying him? So the Gemara says that the shoyel is indebted to the mashal for lending him the parah for 30 days. So therefore, after the shayla ends, he's mekabel shmira till he'll get back to the mashal. And also, he considers the shayla as a tashlumim for this shmira he's making now. So there he is a din of a shayla socha. So the same thing over here, since he was a shoyel on these kalim till it came to Beis Chomo, so on the way back, he's mekabel shmira, and that means it seems like this, the kol hanor shaloi of the teves hanor, that was when it's there, they're happy in that he was a seicha for the zman it was there. But then that schiras also ends, and that seicha could be a shemachino. Wait all the tanoim. But going back is a din of a shema socha, because hoyo venene mahan. Since he was nene from the marshal, so he's mahanim to be makabo shmir. Mochach lohosem ach bereiset, given the belich o yeshel, b'chazor mi yinei dla vishoyu, shem esoch ahavi. Zok te gemore weite, ahu safsire, there was a middleman, a salesman, the shokel chamro lizvuni. He took a chamoyer to sell. Now, the understanding was that let's say he's going to charge him, if he sells it, he's charging him a wholesale price, and he'll get profit on the, and the profit will belong to the salesman. The shokol chamer lezvul, v'loy izvin. He was unable to sell it. Mahadi dohoda. Now, going back, he wants to return out the chamer, and that was not macht. That means if he can't sell it, there's no obligations. If you'll sell it, you'll pay me. You'll pay me for this wholesale price. Isnes cham. So an oinis occurred, and then to the chamer. Chayvei Rav Nachman l'shlumis. Rav Nachman said, so you have to pay. Frek the Gemara Eisvei Rovel Rav Nachman nenzu balicher chayv b'chazor apotam. That means in the Aliche it's kol anor sheloi. So memele, so he's a shoyel. Bachazore, so it's no more kol anor sheloi. Omalei chazore de sapsire lochi, di lomashkech lezvun yefu labove de beise, mile mizabule. That what he's going back now, he didn't give up his salesmanship. That means if we'll find a lay, we'll find someone to purchase it, we'll sell it even on the door of the tago, of the balachamer, some mele, so it's all the time considered kolano shalom. Zokteran, ahusa apsire de shokol chamro lezvune bishukir, dalken shloysen sasurin o yelikar baime bedomim ktsudim, o yemasnim im abayim. Shimlayim tzu loikrim, shechsiru alahem. Ochimuch rebedi veikumnim bayub deguv and the mice lawsam belishin achim. Chosro, chazoda safsire kalichi, kleme kalichi, the mishagala beis chom of domi. Tochanami bechazori, mashkech lezbuni, mizabun. So it's why they're called kol hanor shaloi. Zokte mishne vaite. Koinom shani nene la reilem. A person made a koinom that he is not permitted to have a no from a reilem. Is muta ba'arla Yisroel. So he's muta to have a no from Yisroel who are not kemalet. Then I called a reilem. Va'osa b'moyle oivde kechob. He's not, and he's not allowed to have a no. For a goy that is gemalit is an o. The yi that is not gemalit is a mohu. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Sha'ani nene lemoylem, he made a kainem. Sha'ani nene lemoylem, also ba'ala Yisrael, umuta b'moyle oivde kechot. So if he made a nether to have enough of Moilim, so Arla Yisrael are called Moilim. Moile Avdi Kechovim are called Areilim. She'ein ha'orlo kruya elo l'shem Avdi Kechovim. She'nemar kichol ha'goyim Areilim v'chol beis Yisrael Arla Leit. The goyim are areilim, and Eden, the novi is a tiny, they're arlei leif, but they're not areilim. I'd like to say over from Yitav Leif, he says, Antrosante Pshat. We have a posik, the goyim are areilim, even the nimel. Yidden, Amoylem. So he says over, Amoyredik Yisot, he says, the Rambam Amoyren Avoychem explains, what is the Inyan of Milim? So the inyan of mila is to be machlish the koyach hatayve me'osei eva. That's the mechuvan of mila. So he says, Amoyre de Kezach. By the first bris of Avraham Avinu, v'choreis imay habris, the Rabbeinu Shlalom was mishtatev in the bris of Avraham Avinu. V'kivin sh'ashem yisborch ba'atzmo yisholach yodoy, v'ochaz im Avraham Avinu asakin b'imoylei, nimtzeh sh'nimol hu al yedei HaKadosh Baruch. That means Avraham Avinu, the moil of Avraham Avinu was a teichet mishtatev given, but the moil was the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now this mile, ubozer husar hora v'koyach hatayve, loy rak mimenu, not only from him, ki mikol zaroi v'zera zaroi adoylo. So this mile already made that Zera Yisroel, Zera Avrom, Hevadini Moilim. That means there was the Nachlash, the Koyachara, Memele Bonav Afim Einam Behulim. Is Haloi Rak Besar Ha'ol Haloi Husro. So the Bosa Ha'ol is still there. Avor Shoyresh Hora, Kvar Husay Dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekoras Imay Habris. And he says, that's Pshatan Posik, Zois Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beini Uveineichem Uvein Zarecho Achecho. So this Bris already is Shomur Bein Zarecho Achecho. That means the Koyach Ra was already Husa Al Yedei the Mila of Avraham Avinu. And he says, that pshat in the piyut yoyim li abosho haboim imcho bebris chaysomcho kloima im HaKadosh Baruch Hu umibeten haynu koydem asoros ola heiman imoylem umibeten hein imoylem haynu bekoyche shal Avraham Avinu shay bekoyche shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, therefore, Ayid Afimu Orul Bechlal Nimul, V'goy Afimu Nimul Hu Orul, Ki Yesh Boi Oit Shoyresh V'koyach Hara, Shlo Yusa Mibaladei Ezer Hashem. That means the Koyach Hara that the Ola creates, so that the Goy cannot be Meisel with the Asor of the Besar Ola. He says he's Messiah Vahavein ki hu omuk. He said that's what he wants to say Pshat in the Mishnah. Amor de Kederet. Now the Gemara is going to bring three psukim where we see that Goyim are called Areilim. Ki kol ha Goyim Areilim. V'chol beis Yisrael ar leilei v'oima. Vahoya haplishti ha'orul hazeh. David called the plishti an orul. Vahoyma, and it says, by shimshim pentis machno benois plishtim, ben taloizno benois orelim. Before we go further, let us see the Ran. Sha'ani nene la'reilim she'en la'ora kluye el'shem o'ev de'kechom. Dekulu, afilu moilim mikri areilim. Kedersiv kogol aroi at kol ha'goyim areilim. What's at kol ha'goyim areilim? Afal gab de ispul moilim. How can the posuk say kol ha'goyim areilim? So we see that all the goyim are areilim. That's one thing. Then, Vohimer, Vohoya haplishti ha'ol, Kloima, the mikro kame ikelutrui, the hikoma kol ha'goyim ha'reilim, Al-Leleif Koma. Maybe it doesn't mean Al-Leleif. Behind the Koma, save the Koda, Chobes Yisrael, Al-Leleif Koma Yisrael. So it could be with Mechal, we don't have a Pasek that's calling them Al-Leleif. The Dumya, the Al-Leleif of the Sefer. Shemokhi Oma, Vo'ima. Vo'hoya, Plishti, Ha'ogel Azeh. The Kakogel, David Ogel. Afal gav de lo yoda in noilat kshuhu mohu. Masha says, or maybe he was nimble, that's not to say. Shloile shem mila. Zal kolchoch. So how could David call him a ogul? Is a guy, whatever he is, he's a no. Vechitayma noilat kshuhu mohu lo shchiche. Vohima pentaloizno benoiso arelim. V'yevshe la'am godol shloyeh ben kama anoshim shenil v'kshem meilim v'lochi omal b'nois ho'areilim. Rabbi Yishmoel oima g'doy lo milo shenichrisu oleh shloish esrei brises. 13 brises by Mila. Rabbi Yosi oima g'doy lo milo shedoyche eshabes hachamura. Others want to say, what shat Shabbos hachamura? But it means to say, afilu Shabbos shachal bo yem ha-kippurim. Shabbos hachamura. Shabbos shabosayim. It's also doiche. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho imer, g'doy lo milo, shaloi nito lo ilo moisha tzadik oleho, meloi sho. Afilu meloi sho. We see the chshivas of Mila that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom, would not toile afilu meloi sho. Am nechem yoim egdei lo Mila shedoiche es hanegoi. There's a kash over here. Now, l'chayre, before we said gdei lo Mila shedoiche es ha-shabbos chamura. That's a godless, that Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosn, Shabbos Shem Kippur, Mila's Deich. The skill of Shabbos, the chorus of Yom Kippur, Mila's Deich. Okay, that's Deila. G'deila Mila Shadeiches Anigoyim. No, Anigoyim is Allah. Is Memela, so what's the G'deila Mila? So the Masha wants to say, because this is, Dafke Mila Bizman is Deiche Shabbos Chamura. Nid Gdeila Mila Afilu Shaloi Bizmana is also Deiche Negoi. Rebbe Yoimer, Meir Yoimer, Gdeila Mila Shekol HaMitzvahs Sheosa Avrom Avinu Leinikra Sholein Ad Shemo Shenem Yisalech Lufonai Veyesom. See, the Masha also says this was also Mila Shaloi Bizmano, and by Avraham Avinu, and also through that he became a Sholem. Dover Acher Gdeila Mila Shilmole Hi Leibora Kadish Borchu Eseilom. Shin Emma Koyamar Hashem Imloi Barisi Yoimon Volailo Chukai Shamayim Vaorez Loisam. So there's a problem. Later we'll see the Gemara says that one man Yom says it's going on Torah. Berisi Yoimam V'Layla, V'Gisi Bayoimam V'Layla. So it's going on Torah, the Bris Torah. So the Tosfos Yom Tov asks, that's good. If it's going on Torah, it's very good. But what if it's going on Mila? Mila is not Berisi Yoimam V'Layla. It's only Noig Bayoim. That's a brisi yoim on the line. So the Taisis Yontev says pshat, that we have to say pshat and posa koyam ha-Hashem. In loy brisi, is yoim on the line, lo chukei shemai boz loy samti. It's not brisi yoim on the line, lo. It's yoim on the line, lo chukei shemai boz loy samti. There's a very interesting Rabbi Keveger. Perhaps someone would say, for Drush, this is very good. but Rabbi Kivege used it to Paskan Ashayla. Rabbi Kivege says the Teisvish Yontev is a Deichik. Poshet is Brisi Yoimam Bolayla. So what's a Brisi Yoimam Bolayla? Bris is only Noig Bayoim. So he says, Pshat is, he brings an Eilus Ephraim. The Eilus Ephraim says, through the Hasore from the Olas Boso, so the Olas Halev also falls off. I mean, this is a Haschole. But it's only possible for the Olas Halev to go off through the Hasore of the Olas Boso. And then is liboy is pesuach lahovin Torah. That means an oral cannot understand Torah. So the brisi of mile. So this is a brisi that brings the vagise by yoimam v'layla. That means bris mile brings to limud Torah. Zokt Rabbi Kivege a moire dike chiddush. So Rabbi Kivege says as follows. We know that the mitzvah of Mila is only on the father. There's no mitzvah on a grandfather to make Mila. But he says there's a mitzvah on a grandfather to teach Torah to the Einikol. So he says, so als the mitzvah of Limudat Torah is mechuyev to be mal the Einikol, because he won't understand Torah, cause manis and oral. So Mamele is a chiv on him of Mila, not als Mila, not als Limudat Torah. And therefore Rabbi Kivege said, La Haloche, that there was a bris, that the father wasn't there, and the grandfather was there, so he said the grandfather should make Lachnisi Bevrisai Shalvrom Avinu. And because God the Levush says Lachnisa Bevrisa Shalavram Avinu is going that through the Mila he comes to Mechuyev in Torah and other mitzvahs. So he says that's where the grandfather should make the brach of Lachnisa Bevrisa. As I said, Rabbi Kivege on the Chuvis, Simen Membei Tasa. Yeah. Let us see. The Ran, Shloish Esrei Brisois Nichesu Aleo, Shloish Esrei Brisois Nichesu Parshas Mil. Delo Mishudeich Shabbos Achmur Adchsim Uvayoyim Ashmini Yimel Bayoyim Afilu Bashabbos. Afilu Bashabbos. Uvayoyim Ashmini Yimel Bayoyim Afilu Bashabbos. Meloi Sho, Elo Miyad Shanisrashel. Bikesh Hamalach Lahoga. He was Nisrashel right away, so Bikesh Hamalach Lahoga. She doiche es hanegoim. Dersi yimol b'sar olosoi, afilu yeshom beheres yikoitz. Leinikra sholem at shemol, dersi tzivo ala milo, omla kadish bohu is alech leponai veyesomim. Shishkula kineged kol ha-mitzvahis. This we don't have here in the Mishnah. Okay. Let us see the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Kol Chaimah. G'day la mile shekol schuyei sha'osa Moshe Rabbeinu. Loi omdu loi kshenisrashel min hamila, shenema vivkesheyu Hashem, ayivake shamisa. He was nisrashel min hamila, so memele. So that's why, so to all the schuyis that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and fakert he was going, b'shlichi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ligal es Yisrael, v'imhu lo yigalein, there won't be another goyel, Abba, the Amdullah. Omar, Rabbi, Yoisi, Chasri Shalom, Shemoisha Rabbeinu Nisrashel Min Amil. Alakach Omar, Emel ve'etzei, should I make a mila before I leave? Sakoni. Shenem v'ibayim eshlishi b'yaysam kayavu. Emel ve'eshish loyshe yomim ha-kadosh baruch amali leishuv mitzchoyma. Neina nenash mibnei shenisasek b'molo intchile shenem v'yihi baderech v'molo. Let us see the Rav. Emo ve'eitze sakoni im yelech b'derech teich gimel yomim d'chol gimin yomim koivlei. And it's a sakone, the Ran learns all 3 days. The Siva Yibayim Ashlishi B'yaysim Koyivim Lavlaim B'dabiyim Ashlishi Koyiv Lei Tvei B'yayim Akame. L'kachim Tinu Shem Evelev Agyayim Ashlishi G'day Shui Chalushim B'yaysim Shinich Avu Gimel Yom V'och Mucha Pei Kabbalah Zadamila Shinich Asik B'molim T'chila Shnema B'aderech B'molim D'mash M'yad Shebo Min Aderech Nisasik B'molim V'iloi Lomu M'tchila אם תחיתה עם איך יום הולכים אין שאולי עדיין לא צייס בדרך, אם יישא את הקונה, יש להם די שאי מולה אין סומך למצחיים אוהיה, ולחפול תלקה סקנטה. I'd like to mention 2 האורס. One האורה, the מזרוכי אסק סקשה, מוישה רבינו הרחש בן, that should he make the meal right away, Vaistas Yom HaShmini was before, when he left Midyan, so let him make the Mila. So, Sasakone. So, the Mizrochi asks, Chazal, how do you know that Sakone is Doichi Yisurim? We learned V'chai Behem. So, V'chai Behem was said afterwards. Nachmat and Teira was said V'chai Behem. But, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't a heter of V'chai Behem. So, it was a mitzvah of Mila. Without a head of a chaybe, so what if it's a sakon? Azoi frek the Mizrochi. There's a very interesting teretz from the Nachlas Yaakov. He says that bishloime, if the sakon would be a Moshe Rabbeinu, so then I have a mitzvah to be mal myself. By me, it's a sakon, it's a head of a chaybe. But my mitzvah should put the son in sakon. He says that you don't need a chaybe for that. I mean, the cotton is doch potter from the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah sa'ab, not the mitzvah sa'ben. So me'mele, so to put in the sakona because of your mitzvah, that, I feel a honor v'chai behem, I have no right to do it. The Bichas Avrom is v'oire ha'ore, he brings from Rab Chaim, I think that Rab Avrom also says the same yisod, that there's a difference between Yom HaShmini and Mila Shalai Bizman. Yom HaShmini, the whole day is Bizman. Those reason Magdimin La Mitzvahs. But Mila Shalai Bizman, every regard is a chiyuv. So Memela, Yimachuyev to be mal as soon as you can. So he says, so Be'emerson, the Gemara says, not that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishashel, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was Misasik B'molen. So he says, so Bishloime, if we say not like Rab Chaim, that Mila Shalei Bizmano, you also have the whole day. So Memele, so it wasn't Nisrashel in the mitzvah, was, okay, Misasik of Kefeltepis and the Zrizis of the mitzvah. But he says, if you learn that the Chiyiv is Mamish the whole day, Kol Rega V'Rega, so he said, that's called Nisrashelis. This is the Ore, the Bichas of Romance. I'd like to mention one more Ha'ore. The Ponim Yofes is Ma'ire on the Ran that says, V'chitay me'hayich yomol kivin shoyulei adayin lotzeis l'derech. So the Ran answers, Do'isei molen samach l'mitzrayim hoya, ba'urche purte leke sakanta. This molen was close to Mitzrayim. So the Ponim Yofes is Ma'ira, that from the next posik, it seems that Aaron met him there, and this was Bahar Elokim, and this was Har Sinai, which is very far away from Mitzrayim. So how could The Ran said that it was close to Mitzrayim. This Kasha, the Panim Yofes asks, he says, Bechlau, there's no problem, there's no problem at all how he could make the Mila then, because Tzipoire could stay with the Nimel till he gets healed. That's what the Panim Yofes wants to say on the Ran's Kasha.